independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Trump budget is shockingly extreme, the antithesis of what the American people have said they want from their government.
That right there, Washington State Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal. Shocking is what that is. Shocking. The budget in and itself is shocking. It is crazy. It's nuts. It destroys people. It takes people and it literally destroys them. I heard somebody said, this budget will literally kill people. Because you see, the budget's a badass. It's the villain, right? Remember yesterday, our good friend Chuckie Schumer?
When you add it all up, the Trump budget is comic book villain bad. And just like comic books, it relies on fantasy to make all the numbers work.
Question, how is anything bad? A budget's not bad. It's something that it put numbers on, right? It's not bad. It's nothing. It's neutral, if you will. Well, it's going to hurt people. It's bad. It's villainous. It's evil. How evil is it? Superman going to fight it? Right? Justice League going to get in on it? This Friday, the Justice League joins forces to fight the budget. And you're like, what? That's lame. Why? That's ridiculous. Who would see that? Nobody. Nobody's going to see that. You want to see them all come together? Wonder Woman? They go get Aquaman? What are you guys fighting? The budget? You're like, what? Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's all mean. It leaves people dead in the streets. It's just, it's crazy, and it spreads. It spreads like wildfire. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I got the budget-transmitted disease. BTD. Oh, geez, did you hear what happened? He tested positive for bad budget. Oh, yeah, he's poverty-stricken. It's insane. I love the insanity of it all. This is the stuff I love about politics, right? This is the stuff you love about politics. First of all, they blow it out of proportions, make it seem way bigger than it really is, because you know everything is a starting point. This guy's the negotiator, right? Like, that's his deal. President Trump has said he wants to be the master negotiator. He wrote a book about it long before he decided he was going to be president of the United States. The Art of the Deal. It's about getting stuff done. So what do? You ask you far more because you know you're going to have to come down. You don't start where you want to be because you're going to come down. Right? You know, look, I'm going to take this, but I'm going to ask for this. It's villainous.
Ah, it's me, the budget. I've got all kinds of things.
Could you see the next Suicide Squad, right? It's the Joker and the budget driving around in the Joker car. Kicked her to the curb. No, yeah. Yeah, she's gone now. No more little skimpy outfit. It's the Joker and the budget. It's insane. I love this stuff. Now, you go from there. So the first thing you have to do, and this is where I'm going to get somewhat serious and maybe very open in my feelings. Look, I am as empathetic as most people. Not as much as a lot of people. Not as much as bleeding heart liberals. But I think I'm a realist when it comes to empathy. I can understand the plight of somebody who comes from a faraway land whose life sucks because their government is horrible and they're escaping poverty and destitute for the opportunity to survive and to give their family a better shot at a future. I understand that. I do. But yesterday we talked a bit about it because Mick Mulvaney came out. You know, it's the guy, he's like the budget dude. That's what I'm calling him, budget dude. And budget dude, who's like the Robin to Batman, it's like the bad guys, you know, little sidekick. Budget guy, Mulvaney, he essentially says, this is compassion, because our whole goal is to get people off of these programs like SNAP and Medicaid and all that. We want people off of these programs. So what do you do if you have a narrative you want to push? You go out and you find somebody who may be affected by this. Listen to this lady. I found this to be interesting, and I'm going to take a hardline stance in a not-so-mean way. Remember in life, kids, it's not what you say, but how you say it.
I'm a working mom, so it's not like I'm a welfare recipient sitting home not doing nothing.
Myra Young is a nurse's assistant in Philadelphia who gets $100 worth of food stamps a month. Her son relies on Medicaid.
My tax money pays for my food stamps, and you don't even give me enough to feed my children.
Well, first of all, I want to know what kind of federal taxes. You're always worried about what everybody else makes, right? That's what the left is worried about.
Who makes how much? Can I see your tax return? 1%ers, you're evil.
Right? The rich are getting richer. Why? Who? I don't know. It's crazy. How much money should they pay? Let's take it all. It'll be great. We'll give it out to everybody. And then we hear that a good portion of America, what, some 40%, don't even pay any federal income tax? Give or take, it all depends where you look. And then 1%, the ultra wealthy, they carry a good load of this on their shoulders. They pay a ton of taxes. The upper middle class pay a ton of taxes. There's a lot of people in this country who don't pay any. Food stamps, my tax money, no, well, slow your roll. First of all, why is it my fault that you can't feed your kid? That's not my fault. I'm not trying to be a Richard, but I'll be one here. I think all kids should make sure they have food in their belly. I grew up poor. But I'll tell you what, I don't know why it's my fault that you can't feed your kid. These things, these safety nets were meant to be a what? A hand up, not a handout. But lo and behold, somehow they're going to roll this out. Grandma's getting tossed over a mountain every time we talk about health care. And anytime we talk about touching SNAP or any of these programs, what ends up happening? Oh, you don't want to feed kids. You hate kids. Yes, actually, I hate kids. That's it. I do. That's the sarcasm. Just come. Yes, I hate them. I think we should eliminate them all. Are you idiotic? Get the people off the programs. How about we take some of that money we're going to save and think about the future and how we can take that and invest it in ways to get people into better positions to become a healthier, stronger middle class so they no longer have to be captive customers by the government. I'm throwing it out there, kids. I'm throwing it out there. I am. But as I said yesterday, you're not a voter. You're not a constituent. You're a customer. And that's something we shan't forget. We go from there to the CBO's report out today. Negative news that the White House has to combat. Remember, it's always a starting point. Senate's been waiting to get really on this thing until they got it. The CBO report, Congressional Budget Office, came out with the Republican health care bill. It would leave 23 million Americans with what? Less health insurance. By 2026, although it will save about $119 billion, reduced deficit, according to, you know, what would happen with Obamacare. And again, these are early numbers. Things are going to be mixed around. 23 million will be... That number, again, is another one of those numbers where they're trying to look out there and say, well, what would the numbers be? Well, what would they look like? How would, 23 million less Americans. But out of that, how many of them would choose not to have health care? That's a very big question. Let's just say it's 20%, 4.6, maybe more. But I'm going lowball. So you're starting, that number starts to come down. It's not based on the fact that we're just yanking health care. You can't have health care. Oh, no. Average premium, so, and here's the thing, would be lower for young and healthy. Because that's what you want. You bring the young and healthy in. They spread the risk, and guess what happens? Premiums come down. And this is the thing they talk about when it comes to this. You know, the fact that they said, well, you know, it wouldn't be as robust as far as the care would be. And I'm like, well, that's what people want. I want what I need. I don't need all the accoutrements. Do you know what I mean? I don't need everything. I need to go from here to there, from point A to point B. I don't need a Ferrari to do that. That's what people say. They want the a la carte service. They want a chance to have insurance their way, right? Which is, oh, okay, you know what? I want catastrophic and I'll pay the rest myself based on my needs. I don't need maternity care. Producer Anthony doesn't need it either, right? Producer Phil doesn't need it. I don't need some of the stuff they have in there because it's silly. And I think we realize that. This is what happens to try to be all things to all people. It just doesn't work. This is a beginning point that the Senate will kick around for the umpteen next couple weeks or months. Then they'll present something else, and then there'll be a vote, and we go from there. But all you're going to hear today is 23 million Americans are going to be left uninsured based on this. Oh, take a deep breath. Remember, I try to keep it in perspective to you out there because that's what I do. I keep it simple, stupid. Kiss. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. We have the greatest story of capitalism being destroyed by whiny liberals, snowflakes, and kooks. And it's funny that I say the word kooks because that's actually the name of the place that was shut down. Man, wait till you hear this. This is just, I weep for America is what Phil sent me at 5:30 in the morning along with the link. And you know what? I am with you, Phil. The tear is rolling down my eye. The tear right there. It's coming down like the Indian on the side of the road in the 70s commercial, right? With the littering. What's his name? Chief Iron Horse? Was that his name? Was it Iron Eyes Cody or somebody? Yeah, that's it. That's how I feel right now. Every time I see one of these stories, it's like somebody's littering in the 70s, and I'm tearing up. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Now, Republicans are crowing about premiums going down in the outer years. That's because the coverage is so bad. Of course, the premiums go down. But you get almost no coverage. Cheaper insurance isn't going to help anyone if it doesn't actually cover you when you're ill.
That's the point, though. People don't want these massive plans. They don't. Producer Phil, you're a youngster. How many times a year you go to the doctor?
Maybe one.
Maybe one. Anthony lives at the doctor. I do not. Some people need more doctoring than others. I understand that. If you're 23 years old, do you need a $500 a month plan? No. You need $99. And if you get hit by a bus or something catastrophic happens, you need that. You don't need all of this. Yeah, you get less coverage because I don't need that kind of coverage. Let the American people figure out what they want. It's all about free market. How about we open up the market and set it free? I'm just saying there. Chucky. Okay, if you could be friends with Chuck Schumer or Chucky the doll, which one would you want to have hang out in your room at night? You think about it for a second, right? I'm going to pose this question to you, fantastic Americans. When I was a kid, and you were a kid, we had a doll that would wake at night and kill you, right? Nowadays, there's Elf on the Shelf. Their doll is cute. Our dolls used to kill us. That's why we're tougher now than ever before. I'm putting it out there. I want you guys to understand the difference. But if I could have one of the two over to my house, I've got to be honest with you. As a fan of horror movies, I do believe that Chucky the doll would be my choice. I wouldn't give him anything sharp, you know, and I'd be wary of him moving around. But in saying that, I think he'd be far more interesting. I'm just putting it out there. I'll take my chances with Chucky. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends of all ages, we love to make you smile. That's what we do here at the Chad Benson Show. We also make you hipper and cooler. We've got this thing called the Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
Urban Word of the Day. Today's word is jank. J-A-N-K. That thing's janky. If Chuck Schumer was a hip cat, he'd walk out and say, this policy, this bill, this thing that they're trying to put through is jank. It's janky. Means it's broken. It's a bad copy. It's basically ridiculously moronic, unnecessarily redundant, meaningless, stupid, and of questionable quality. Jank is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Man, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Somebody call a firefighter, quick! Oh, man, that'd be great. Jack's dream still is to be a firefighter. I love it. He's going to be a firefighter, ninja, SWAT, warrior, superhero that is single-handedly going to battle the budget. That's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. Horrible news coming out of Australia. Real tragic news. They're going to make Top Gun 2. Tom Cruise confirmed they're making Top Gun 2. No word if Iceman's coming back. Goose is dead, right? They killed Goose off. Kelly McGillis, no word if she's going to be there. I think she wasn't. I didn't find her to be very attractive in the 80s, and now I think she's kind of gone off. She switched teams. I don't think it's going to go well. Tom Cruise has aged pretty well, mostly because of Scientology. You know, he goes in the room and he fights Thetans, and that keeps him young before he ascends to whatever volcano / DC-10 is taking him somewhere. But I can't believe they're gonna ruin a movie that was already horrible. So think about that. And I believe Tom Cruise is going to play the commander who's got to come out of retirement to go save somebody. Right? That's my feeling on it. But again, horrible news if you're just hearing that they are going to make Top Gun 2, which puts us all in a danger zone. Maybe he's going to be a firefighter pilot, saving the world, one fire at a time. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
My jam right here. When I'm going to culturally appropriate somebody's cuisine or whatever, that's the jam I play, especially if I'm going to do it to people of the Mexican descent, of which I am one, but it doesn't really matter. This right here, just the weeping of the nation, as we've talked about before, this shows to the weeping of the nation. It does. It shows to the weeping of the nation, this story that's coming out of Portland. You have two ladies, right? You know, who, by the way, I'm sure probably voted for Obama twice and who, you know, are very liberal. And they found out what happens when one liberal gets angry at another liberal. They'll come for you at some point. Just remember that. Eventually, you're going to be all alone. Callie Wilgus and Liz L.C. Conley. Two, and this is a very important word. Please write this down, kids, if you're following along in your programs. White women. Not regular kind of women. White women. We've got to make sure we differentiate the color of the skin is very important. Very white, not just regular white. There's like three shades of white. They're of the haunting house variety kind of white. Two of them go down to Mexico. Hanging out down there, right? Had a little fun. Eating, as they say, lobster. Eating lobster. $5 a lobster on the beach. They give you a bucket of these amazing tortillas. Right? So the two women said, hey, you know what? You know, we're foodies. We're going to do some stuff. Let's go see how they make these tortillas. So they wander over, and they talk to all the tortilla ladies, some of the times in broken Spanish, sometimes in broken English, and they see how the ladies do their deal, right? So they're doing the deal. They're making tortillas, right? And they're watching it being made. And the ladies are giving them little bits here and there, but it's their, it's their recipe. It's their secrets. They're not giving everything out to them. But they're showing them, that we do this, we do that. And then they said, then they watch them make it through windows and through stuff like this as they saw all this happen. So they go back to Portland and they set up a pop-up little restaurant, all right? Little burrito shop, little pop-up burrito shop called Kook's Burrito. It was profiled in local publication Wilmette Week. Well, now the pop-up cart has been closed. You see, the difference is people got angry that these two thieving white women, right? These two horribly ghost-looking white women went down and violently stole in a sneaky way the super secrets of tortilla making from these little Hispanic women, these little Mexican women, tiny Mexican, who have, they were, all those Mexican women were so close to putting something together to come to Portland, Oregon, and to set up their own shop. But no, these evil two women stole their idea. Well, the good news is those women are now out of business. They've been essentially forced out of business. They were destroyed online. They were crushed. They were absolutely crushed. Their Yelp reviews were all one. Oh, man. It's good when we can kill free market and entrepreneurs. That is, to me, I find that to be the best. The people were angry because they were white women who did something and culturally appropriated somebody else's heritage and food making. Now, I am of Mexican descent. My grandfather, man, first of all, you saw us together. You're like, no way. Secondly, his English is very broken. It's got the thickest accent. He calls me Shad. Shad. We laugh about it. When we go to Mexican restaurants, we're always laughing about it. Like, we don't make this in Mexico. I'm like, I know. I've been down there with you. No, we don't make this. We have rice, we have beans, we have, maybe a meat and some tortillas. And I'm like, I know. I get it. Right? And it's hilarious. Because people get upset. Like, if you ask people who are from Mexico here, like, about the food when you go to like some of these very higher end Mexican restaurants, they'll start laughing because they know they don't have this kind of stuff. And I joked earlier, I was like, we're BASF. Remember that? We don't make Mexican food. We just make Mexican food better. We didn't invent it. Remember that? We don't make tires. We just make them better. That's what it was. They're having fun. Looks like a good burrito, Anthony pointed out. Big burrito, look good. But you put them out and it's the people of color. The real anger about the people of color are mad about. And by the way, I don't know if it was Latino, but it just said people of color who were angry about this. It's because these two white women were able to do something and they weren't, because they were able to easily get a bank loan. Let me tell you how most businesses start. You start on a shoestring budget with some credit cards, maybe some cash you've set up. You sell your car and you get some loans maybe from your family and your friends to throw some money at it, and you go for it. That's how you get it. You don't walk into a bank, as these people suggest, and they go, hey, I got a great idea. Can you give me some money? No, rarely happens. You know what they do? If you've got a good idea and you've got profit and you've shown some stability, you may be able to go in there and expand your business by getting a loan. But you've crushed freedom and entrepreneurship, Portland. Congratulations. You have done a fantastic job destroying these two women online, making them feel horrible about themselves, taking their business and crushing it and getting rid of it. Because now, now here's the thing. Based on this, we all must do this now. So every time you go into a donut shop and you see somebody who is not of American descent, you must ask them to leave and to close their shop, because in 1847, I believe it was Mr. Garrison created the donut. So please do. Anybody who's not Italian making Italian food, you must ask them to vacate the Italian restaurant immediately. Please do. I ask you to do, because it's the right thing to do. And if you ever dare barbecue a burger and you are not American, oh, we're going to be coming for you, the red, white, and blue. That's it. And Anthony said he's going to open up a soul food restaurant. And we said, dude, if you do, they're going to kick your ass because you've culturally appropriated. Yeah. It's insane, people. Can we just step back for a second and stop the insanity just a little bit? Not asking for a lot. I'm just asking for a little bit of pulling back and stop being so insane. Please, if you could.
Given what he has already said or the interaction with the Senate, it'll be necessary, I think, to subpoena not only his person but his businesses and, of course, explore what other remedies may be necessary if he refuses to comply.
Adam Schiff right there on Michael Flynn. Here's the thing with Flynn, right? I'm going to touch on it briefly. I keep it simple, stupid. I'm going to give you the snapshot of it. They've asked him for stuff. If he doesn't turn it over, he may be in contempt of Congress, right? I'm in contempt of Congress. But he may be in contempt of Congress. And so there could be some issues there. Adam Schiff, Democrat, California, has also said, though, he is not ruling out giving him immunity. He may give him immunity. He's not ruling it out, but he may do it. This all, I mean, I'm getting tired of it. I really am. You know, today, I told Anthony, I said, man, have you seen the picture I posted? I said, it's everywhere right now, and it's the meme from hell. If you ever watch the president meet with anybody, right? There is 75 people, 100 people, 200 people that take 1,000 pictures. CNN picks the worst picture they could possibly find, where the only one smiling is Trump with his ginormous chiclets teeth, right? He's got those huge chiclets for teeth. The Pope kind of looks, and everybody else looks like they're at a funeral in the 1800s, right? Like, it's one of those things where can you find the ghost in this picture, right? Melania and all of them, they got the veil thing on. It's like, what is this? Like, that's the thing that haunts me at night when I'm at Disneyland on a haunted ride. That's the thing inside the bowl. Hello, hello. That's it. That's what she's wearing, these black veils. Melania and Ivanka and all of them. But they aren't smiling. So it also looks like one of those old pictures from the Old West when everybody would just stand there. Right? The old tin type. But I just started laughing about that. I'm like, man, that is it. That CNN is, like, they're not even pretending. They're going full force into doing all they can to destroy. They want him on. It's like, it is like, I'm amazed at time. I'm like, man, you're not even trying to be, like, just straight down the middle and just give us the truth. And people are getting bored with it. They are. They don't understand the Flynn stuff. They don't get it. They don't know why that CNN has just got, you know, they just got to get this guy. They don't know what to, and I understand completely. I'm over it. I'll keep you posted if something exciting happens. Yeah, we'll talk about it, but you know, nothing is going to come out of this that's going to be super exciting. Nothing this is going to come out of this is going to be a world-changing. I do not believe for a second that Trump himself was involved in anything. They're saying maybe the campaign was, maybe it wasn't. You know what? I'm sorry. John Brennan yesterday, former CIA director. You know, for all of the stuff that he talked about yesterday, the thing that most of the media left out, and this is important, is he said, I'm more concerned about the leaks. Where are these leaks coming from? By the time that his mouth makes the final gesture to close, saying the last word, shaking a hand, saying goodbye, by the time he turns around to go sit in his desk at the Oval Office of the president, his transcripts are out there. Last night, we talked about Duterte, president of the Philippines. Somehow, his entire transcripts of the phone call that they had are out. Who is leaking this stuff? That's a bigger issue to me. He needs to circle the wagons. He needs to find out who is loyal, right? Right, Fredo? Who's loyal and who's not? And if you're not loyal, you're gone. Spicer's loyal. Poor Spicer didn't get to meet the Pope. That's all he wanted to do was meet the Pope. And they're like, sorry. That's all they wanted to do. Would it have been a nice parting gift to take him to meet the Pope? And then on the way back, you're like, yeah, you're fired. But at least you got to meet the Pope, right? Like, that's what you wanted to do. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Your car, you love it. Maybe this weekend you're taking a long trip. Let me ask you this. You feel you got enough protection just in case something happens to your car? You got enough money in the bank? if your car breaks down.
Ooh.
Maybe that factory warranty isn't going to give you all you need. Or maybe, dare I say, you don't have a warranty from the factory anymore. That's expired. Do what I did. Go to CarShield. You get amazing extended coverage from CarShield. Peace of mind is what it gives you. 24/7 roadside assistance. Boom. Love that. That's amazing. Right? Also, they're going to make sure you have a rental car. Just in case your car breaks down, they'll take you to and fro. Right? You got your rental car. You go to and fro. Don't worry about it. Hey, my car's in the shop getting fixed. What shop? Shop you choose. That's what shop. Doesn't matter what shop. Shop up the street. Somebody you trust. Could be the dealership for all you care. But you pick it. You don't have to front the money. CarShield takes care of it all. You see, CarShield has paid close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. What are you waiting for? Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. You're going to want to get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection. Before it's too late, call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson or visit carshield.com. Use my code or else. That's Benson. You're going to save yourself 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
I am irreverent. Did you forget that? He's so awesome. Getting less than 6 hours of sleep a night doubles the chance of dying from heart disease, stroke. You'll have more of a chance of getting type 2 diabetes, having high blood pressure, obesity, or all of those. You need more sleep to survive. This according to, and by the way, they did this sleep study with only 1,400 patients. And you take all of these with a grain of salt because, look, it's important. You need your rest. You do. Some people need 8 hours. Most people need 7 hours, 8 hours. Some people function well on 4 hours or 3 hours. I'm one of those people that I don't sleep a lot. Never have. And I'm fine. Yeah. I'm totally fine. There's nothing wrong with some people. Like, think Trump sleeps about three or four hours a night. And I think you find that in a lot of type A personalities. But if you take care of yourself outside of that, and I've asked my doctor before, I'm like, why don't I sleep? You know, why? And they're like, because you're insane. No, why don't I sleep? And she was very honest. She says, look, most people need 7+ hours a night. Some people function extremely well. And she goes, I bet you have one day a week where you just, you know, you go and you fall asleep and you feel well. I said, you know what? I have a nap. I take a nap on the weekends. Usually one day on the weekends, I'll nap for 3 or 4 hours and I feel great. And the rest of the time, I'm fine. But I understand that, man. And the fact is, they did this. The average age of the patients, they did this on was 49 years old. And it showed, too, in last week, there was another study out just showing that the people, that if you don't sleep well, you have other issues. You know, your cognitive function is slow. It ages you faster. There, you know, that's just the physical side of, like, the beauty and the day-to-day function, not talking about the long-term with heart disease and stuff. They said the study took a first look at the impact of sleep duration on the chances of early death in those with a common group of heart disease risk factors, meaning some of these people were already predisposed to issues like that. And that if you are predisposed and you may have a heart disease in your family, then guess what? If you don't get enough rest and you don't take care of yourself, what ends up happening? Exactly. Yeah, and this is why these kind of studies, no matter the health studies, all those things, it's all about you, the individual, because you know exactly what it is that you need and what works. That's it. It's all about you, the individual. So if you feel you can get by in 5 or 6 hours a day and you feel great and you're fit and you're healthy and you're doing well, who is somebody else to come in and say something? Because when you go into any of these things, and I've done some of these before, everybody is, it's your body. You know your body best. And you live your life. It's not a controlled thing. We weren't born there, and we're all living the same life, and we can go back and look in genetics. We all live a different life. 844-DIG-CHAD. You can text the program 323-538-2423. People are texting in about the cultural appropriation story. And is it real? And I said, yes, it's real. This is what happens. This is what happens when you allow people to bitch about everything. All those people who wanted political correctness, this is what you're going to get. You want to shut people up, right? If you don't like what they have to say, you want to go and essentially take a good portion of what Venezuela was about to make everything fairer. These are the things that you guys want. And if you want it, knock yourself out. I got no problem with it, right? It's not going to happen, not in this country. But if you feel that that's what you need to do. But I'll tell you what, going and crushing these two ladies, you know, and doing what you did, that was chicken, is what that was. But that's what you get from a lot of these people. Social justice warriors. Keyboard cowboys. Insane. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook. Go there and like us. Chadbenson. You can follow us on Twitter. Got a poll up there. We'll talk about that. Ooh, you know, we'll see if we can do it better. Next, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.